Welcome back, everybody. I'm calling from How Day 3, and I'm kind of hijacking a creative entrepreneur meetup, and I've got with me Crystal Reynolds and Damian Golden. How are you two doing today?
Phenomenal.
Tired.
Oh, come on.
Overwhelmed, but awesome.
Now, you guys are great to run this little round table with the creative meetup because, Crystal, you went and you created this creative cupboard where you created your own How program a couple years ago because, honestly, the schedule is very hard to read.
Yes, that's right. It was hard to see everything all at once and kind of get a handle on everything because there's so much here to see.
Yeah, it's hard because it's like there's five conferences going on at a time and you put in a nice grid format. Well, now you actually are designing the actual How conference book. Is that correct?
I'm very humbled and appreciative. And yes, the last 2 years I've been able to have the opportunity to do it. So it's nerve-wracking because I'm designing for 3,000 other designers, so...
Oh, don't think we're not nitpicking at the minute we turn around here, but I will say, as far as usability, it is so far above what it was that I'm really glad that they're doing it. It's great to see.
Thank you so much.
All right, and Damian, you're here at the Creative Entrepreneur. You actually got a new Java Smiles kicking off. Did I get that right?
Oh, I guess you can't be hush-hush about that anymore. Yes,
I mean, there's indeed a Facebook page, so it's public.
Yes, it is, to my closest friends and funny, awesome people.
All right, what is the Java Smiles and other than because I got the Facebook invite, I like the page, but like what is it for people out there? Is it just smiling about coffee? I'm not a big coffee. I mean, I don't smile when I see coffee, but I mean.
But do you smell coffee? It smells amazing. You want to drink it? See, I'm not a coffee drinker either, so that's the big secret. But my husband is, and there are millions and millions of coffee drinkers around the world, and that is what is so amazing because we just wanted to bring together people who are creative, people who love coffee, and to put a smile on their face. So we're working with incredible illustrators this year, and we're really excited to be putting out a whole bunch of fun things. So you can check us out online, across the web, and connect with us. We'd love to see your Java Smiles and hashtag it with my Java Smiles.
All right, we look forward to hearing a little bit more as this launches. It's good to see you both, and we'll let you get back to your creative entrepreneur meetup here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've moved across the exhibit hall, and we're kind of like watching Von Glitschke sign books. The line's going to get pretty crazy here, but I'm with Karen Larson. Karen, how's Hal going with you today?
It's going great.
Now, you actually, like, you've been doing some adult coloring books, which are all the rage, and yours are wonderful. Where do people go to find out more of these real quick?
Coloringbook.design is the website, or you can go to lmstudio.com, and there's links there.
And there's actually a coloring book, you and Darcy, was it just you and Darcy that did all the things that's actually in the attendee bag? It's the coolest thing I've seen in a conference since at least October.
Thanks. No, it's actually a collaboration of Von Glitschke, Darcy. There is one by Debbie Millman in there. There's Justin Ahrens has one, and a couple other people, a couple newbies.
So it's like this is a serious adult coloring book. Like this might be a collector's item. So be sure to get you if you missed your attendee bag, you just missed out.
That's absolutely right.
All right, Vaughn, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Is this an updated version of the Vector Basic training that you have? Because I noticed the cover's different. What's different between this one and the other one that you had going on?
Completely rewrote the book. Changed a chapter, added a chapter on color and detail, and did all new HD video, 7 hours worth.
7 hours of HD video included with the book?
Yes, along with 4 gigabytes of all the source art that's shown in the book.
I will say, when you do a book, you have more like downloads that are free and useful than I think anyone else I've ever seen. It's impressive.
Thanks.
Okay, Vector Basic Training, completely rewritten, new videos, new downloads, look for it today. We'll let you get back to signing, and we'll talk to you soon.
Go to Amazon, buy it, it's cheaper.
All right, sounds great. Hey, Aaron Draplin, congratulations on the new book, came out like 2 days ago.
Look at this line, man, look at this line, this is like 300 people, you know, and the book is happening, and I think we're going to sell out the 100 that they brought here, but you can go on Amazon for $25, Nebraska. How's it going, man? Nice.
It's going good. By the way, you're going to have to, like, massage that arm because this is a long line. I haven't seen this. This is like a Bob Giller or a Stefan Sagmeister line. This is crazy.
This is, I guess, technically Aaron Draplin parking lot here. This is very weird. This shit's not supposed to happen, and it's happening. I'm going to shake every kid's hand and hang out. We're here all day. But,
and you have custom-made slip covers in Pantone. What's the number?
Oh, yeah, Orange 21. You know, we brought the stock price up on that single-handedly, but the slip cases are going to be sold through the DDC coming in a couple weeks here, 3 weeks, and that'll just go right through Draplin.com. Little enhancement kit, we'll just say, and, yeah, going for it.
All right, well, it's great to see you. We'll catch you around if you're still awake, but I know you're going to hang out and make your fans happy, and congrats on the book.
Nice to see you, Don.
It's everything you've done or close to it.
It's pretty much everything, yeah.
And Gary's well represented, right?
Oh God, he had breath like an earthworm and then a coat that smelled like maple syrup. I'll leave you with that.
All right, man. Millman, how you doing?
Sweet man, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, you got this is a happening exhibit hall right now. I can't believe it. I was like coming at noon, figuring it'd be slow and maybe the barbecue joint would be open, but everything's going on.
Everything's
here.
Going on, and have you seen the wonderful print and how booth? All of our magazines are there. The new print that I've been working on is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You got like a GQ photo shoot, and I was talking to James Victoria in the hallway
yeah.
that. Like, he got in there, and you're, like, designers in New York, and he's like, sucker, I'm moving to Austin, right?
Yeah, but we got him just before he moved.
No, that looks great. I do like, I mean, like, Prince, it's like every issue feels like a full issue. It's almost, like, themed a bit.
Yes, we're doing that now. We did the text issue, and we did the Hollywood issue, and we're going to do an upcoming issue called the Illegibility Issue.
Oh, and everyone always thinks, like, how does anybody do all this stuff? But if they know Debbie Millman, they're like, of course she does all this stuff.
It's just all labors of love. How can I not?
What are you doing here? You got a Q&A that's getting set
up? I'm doing a Q&A with a whole bunch of new people that are working for the conference, really awesome people. And then I'm actually going to go and dress rehearse for my panel discussion tomorrow. We're all getting together to do a dress rehearsal, run through, challenge each other, make sure we got it going on.
Oh, okay. So I would recommend that you just start hating each other early.
Throw things at each other and really cause a ruckus.
It does make the panel discussion more fun.
I know, absolutely. You're right.
Now, who was the big speaker that you were able to line up? That maybe was there one where this year where you're like, I don't think we'll be able to get him, but you did.
There are a couple of people. So Amy Webb, who spoke this morning, I'm a huge, huge fan of hers, and she gave us so much information about what's happening now and how that impacts the future, so I feel a little bit prepared. She also talked about the job titles for designers in the future, which were cool. Oliver Jeffers yesterday, who did live drawing on stage of a children's book, made a children's book right in front of us. And I'm looking forward to El Luna tonight, who...
Oh, and I got him to sign his kid's book so I can have something to bring back to my daughter.
He's amazing.
His books are sweet.
I know. The accent. I just swoon. He's a dreamboat. And then tonight is El Luna, who will be talking about her book, The Crossroads of Should and Must, of the things that we tell ourselves that we should do and the things that we really must do. So I'm looking forward to that.
I guess that's probably something we all need to work on a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, congratulations on, what is it now, 11 years of Design Matters?
11 years of Design Matters. How about you? You've been down there for a long time, too.
Between the podcasts, November was 10 years.
Congratulations, Donovan. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's very weird. I'm sure you think the same thing. You're like,
it went fast. But yeah, we were pioneers, right? We started ours before pretty much anybody else.
Yeah, I think when it was Nate's idea to start the Be a Design Cast, he was like, there are no podcasts after he sees Steve Jobs' keynote. And yours was around. We just didn't know it because you couldn't find it on iTunes at the time.
Exactly. Well, there was no way to search iTunes podcasts because there were no podcasts. There was no section for podcasts.
Yeah, because it was just a keynote that said, hey, it's going to be here. And it was like, there is one here.
Exactly.
All right, well, it's always good to see you, and we'll run into you soon.
Always good to see you too, Donovan.
And that's about going to wrap up our coverage for day 3. We're back at the Nina Paper booth with Jamie Saunders. Jamie, how many different posters is Nina Paper giving away at this conference this year? Other than, as well as like this other cool packaging and this great little Atlanta thing with custom illustrations.
We actually had 5 posters this year. We have one designed by Howie Nikita out of NYC.
And is it an ambigram? Is that how you pronounce that word? It's Atlanta upside down and backwards. And that's a gorgeous poster.
It's fantastic. It was gone in like 5 minutes last night. So
I got a photo of one. I didn't otherwise see one, but that was a cool one. And who else? Who is it that did these amazing illustrations for the... that also tells you what you can do in Atlanta while you're here.
So we actually worked with local designer Russell Shaw. He also worked on the Future Classics promo that we did. He did a map of Atlanta. And then he's kind of inspired us to work with him at every trade show that we go to. We're now printing these limited edition maps that kind of tell people how to get around and what to see and what's cool while you're at the conference.
Yeah, because the conference is, like, it's crazy. You have the conference, you have the exhibit hall, you have the after parties.
Can
and then
get under here?
Yeah, you have the city of Atlanta in this case. So it's great that you guys are corporate headquarters here, so like a huge NINA team's available, and we appreciate everything that you're doing for the community.
Yeah, welcome to Atlanta, y'all.
All right, well, we'll be back later. We'll probably close this up later tonight. I'm going to miss the closing party for the first time in years. I'm flying back early.
No.
But I know it's going to be good, so we'll be back.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.